Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Last night, Skin, maybe the greatest athletic achievement of my career is a pass that I made at a gas station parking lot. As a car pulled away, I threw a perfect spiral into a car that was taking a left turn onto Audelia.
It was the greatest athletic feat I've ever seen. I mean, it was a freaking strike, dude. Just even having the sack. You know how Romo talks about, well, you know, he's not going to get more open than that. You just got to have belief in your abilities. Mm-hmm. This thing is turning left out onto, this was when Don Carter's bowling still existed, and it's nighttime. It's dark, all right? And it's that light, and it's a left turn out into traffic. And when you go out there, those cars are already flying, you know, because you got to get it up to, you know, I guess it was 45 or 50. And Ben throws about a 60-yard strike, and our buddy Meat hangs out the window and catches it right in his hands as they speed off down Skillman. It was the most incredible throw I've ever seen. The
driver didn't know that a pass was being made.
No, he had no idea.
He's just taking a left
turn. I mean, there's cars whizzing around, and it just dropped it right.
$60 leather football that we're about to lose if it's not on the money.
So great.
I think last night, it's pretty sad that that's my greatest athletic
moment. No, a lot of guys can't make that throw.
that's true. That's
according to camp
accurate.
Reports.
But I think I had an even greater athletic achievement last night in Fortnite. Because it is esports, Skin.
Yeah, it's a gaming thing.
I think that's what it's called. I got in a lot of trouble for saying it the wrong way.
I think it's e-gaming.
Is it e-gaming?
No, it's esports.
It's esports.
Game sports.
Athletes in the Olympics. Last night, I sent an invite to Shippy and KT. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, because the night before I tried to play Fortnite with them, I couldn't track them down. So we got out there and we were going to go play Fortnite together last night on the PS4.
I didn't get an invite.
Well, you don't play. We wanted you to play. I tweeted you an invite, but you really need it.
I was playing with some of my other friends.
They don't sweat as much.
Swami Todd.
Swami Todd.
Chicks Dig Me 69.
Yep. And Kill Stick Dog. We had a good run.
Killing sweaty noob hards.
Oh, man, we destroyed them.
Yep. And so we had my 10-year-old son, Miles, sub in for you. Mm-hmm. Dude, we went out and won 2 out of 3 games.
Yeah.
Is that not incredible?
That was incredible.
It's a good rate, man. If you're winning 2 out of every 3, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It was kind of like you guys just went and locked down a court all day.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
No one could get you off the court.
It was so much fun. And Shippy, you had your stream going, right? We need to promote your stream. What is your stream?
Yeah, it's Shippy Fun Pants on Twitch.
You got a powerful stream,
do
don't
you have a stream yet, KT?
I do, but I don't like to use it.
Okay.
Last night, my son said, I need to get a Twitch.
Yes.
Is that what that's all about?
Yeah, so people can watch you play.
Okay.
So as the night
Who's
went on,
doing that?
We ended up bailing because I had to shut it down, get Miles off, you know, get him to go to bed, get him off the PS4.
Yep.
And
at 11.
And then you shut it.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's early in the summer, KT.
Yeah, it is.
He is old now.
It's anyways, listen, you ended up getting off PS4.
Now, yes, but you said you had to get off and talk to the boss.
Oh, yeah. My wife had gotten home.
So I was like, if Ben's getting off, I'm getting off then.
My wife had gotten home. It was
shots fired at me.
She walks in. She's like, great. We're playing Fortnite again. And so I was like, man, I got to go talk to her before she falls asleep.
Where did she then?
I went in there and she,
what?
What'd you say?
That's not a big part of the story.
So anyways, I go in there. I stand by the bed and she's watching Bachelorette falling asleep. And I'm like, we're not getting anything quality out of this. I'm out of here. And then I went and got back online again. And so at this point, I reconnect with Shooter McSwaggin, who's the greatest Fortnite player that we know up here,
number
right?
Number one, yeah.
Number one ranked Fortnite player that we've met through the fan.
The best go easy.
Shooter McSwaggin. And then Shippy and Shippy's buddy.
Chad.
Chad McClay, Chaddy.
Chaddy Lee.
Chaddy Chad Chad.
Chaddy Chad 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 Chad.
And I've tried to play with Chad before. He just doesn't communicate a lot. He's a very frustrating person
to
play
with. He's a mute, right?
I have something weird. We have a disconnect. Mm-hmm. I just have a hard time playing with Chaddy Chad Chad. So anyways, I got real frustrated playing with him. I was like, man, I just quit one game. I was like, man, I got to get away from this for a while. Came and got back on again. This time it was Shooter. It was Shippy. It was Happy Chop.
Oh,
who's been in studio.
Ziggy.
Yeah. He's an artist.
Dude. Yeah, he painted us nude. Yeah.
We proceeded to win. I would say, Shippy, we actually probably won 8 out of 11 games.
Yeah, we definitely, I'm not sure how many in a row. It felt like we won at least 6, though, straight.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe had one in there where we got killed right off the jump, and then we won again.
Most of the time when I play with people, I'm like a suitcase of bricks they're carrying around the island. Mm-hmm. I don't really offer that much. But there was one game, my crowning athletic moment happened at Fortnite at 47 years old, and we captured it on film, we have the audio from it.
Oh, nice.
This is last night, and out super late, so everyone's trying to be quiet. Like, we all have families. Some of us have families. So
give
we're
me
trying
a time.
What time do you think this is, what it should be? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, probably 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We want to celebrate what just happened, but not go crazy. Like, yay. You know, not be too loud because we get in hot water with our wives. And so basically what happened was it was me and Shooter were alive. Shippy had died and our buddy Happy Chop had died. So already we've lost two of our three best players. I'm by far the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And Shooter gets killed. And so it's me against two other guys.
Okay.
Got the win.
Whoa.
Clutched the win. And this is the audio from it.
Come on, Ben.
No way.
Oh, nice, Ben. One more. On Shooter. He's got a shot.
He's picking him up.
He's healing. He's healing. He's healing.
Was that a fart?
Over here, over here, Ben.
Over here. On Shooter. On Shooter.
No, bro.
When you're playing, when you're playing, you don't realize how much farting's happening.
Yeah. The headphones tune out a lot.
I listen to the celebration of everyone. Like, oh.
That sounded like two people trying to have real quiet sex in the next room. What was that?
So that's our buddy Happy Chop, and he's got little kids, and so he doesn't want to get in trouble with his wife, so he's going, oh. He means to go. He's wanting to go, yeah! But he can't, so he has to go, oh. And I didn't know Sean was in there, but he clearly was. Let's hear that one more time.
Well, hold on. If you go back, the first voice, I heard a Muppet voice at one point. Go to the beginning. Is that you, Shippy? There's like a Muppet at one point.
That's Shooter.
Come on, Ben.
No way.
That's Shooter, dude.
Oh, dude, nice, Ben. That guy sounds insane. He goes, what was that? Can you play that again? It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. What is that? That is a chipmunk.
He goes,
you guys are rolling with Alvin.
He goes, oh, what? Oh, man.
Dude, you watch your mouth when you speak about it. He's the best that's ever played.
Have you met him?
Yes, he's okay. Come hang out at he's a huge Tolo.
He's seven.
Yeah, he's at the Whiffle Ball tournament or the game.
Yeah, he's at the Whiffle Ball tournament. He went to the Kavanaugh Gallup pizza party.
Okay.
Great dude. And he's really good. But
he sounds like a hand puppet.
Can we hear that one more time? All right, I know we're late. I want to hear that celebration though. This is listen to Sean. What is Sean doing?
Yes! That is the most sordid scene I've ever heard in my life.
So much farting.
So much farting and subdued pleasure. And
did you know how much farting was going on, Shippy, like at the time?
No. I didn't know that the mics picked all that up.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk about that audio some more. And KT's got a weekday update. That's all coming up next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
I have tears in my eyes. I want to say thank you to our friends at DMS Roofing. You know, one of the things about Fortnite is you got to land on a roof sometimes and pull out that hammer and start jacking in that roof. Whatever the hell that thing's called. And you start busting through a roof. And that's exactly what hail's trying to do to your roof. It's trying to parachute in, bust through your roof, and take your gold chest. It's trying to take all your stuff away. Well, that's where DMS Roofing comes in. If you've had hail storms in your area, call our guys at DMS Roofing, Craig and Brian Dyer. They're locally homegrown homeboys, just like we are, friends of ours. That's a family-owned business, and they're family to us. If you've had hail in your area, call DMS Roofing.
Craig and Brian aren't sweaty tryhards. Man, they're go-easies. They've been doing this for 15 years. That's forever in the roofing business. A lot of these guys, they don't even last 18 months. Not Craig and Brian. They've been around a long time. They can do commercial. They can do residential. They'll work with your insurance company. That's always a big hassle. Not for them. They'll do repairs. They'll do new roofs. And they'll do free estimates. They're fantastic. They're also buddy of ours. They're Tolos. That's Turn It On, Leave It On listener if you don't know. And that's why they supported our Brew Crew tour, because they were hanging out with us the whole time. Man, they're great dudes. They also happen to be great at what they do. So if a storm comes through, or you just had your roof too long, or you're doing a new construction, make sure and call our friends, Craig and Brian Dyer at DMS Roofing, 972-292-7282. That's 972-292-7282, dmsroofing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.